When an idea lives far beyond its birthplace, it transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom, the expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga. 20, 15, 10, touchdown! And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
To me, an American cowboy, he's just honest, everyday, hard-working guy, just trying to make it. I had 7 brothers and 3 sisters. 5 of us were cowboys. We went to rodeos just everywhere around. I bucked off a lot of bulls, I bucked off a lot of horses. And, you know, I just didn't want to go out there and just not do anything. I wanted to do something that, you know, maybe be a great cowboy or something like that. And it turned out I was a great Indian.
In 1963, Lamar Hunt changed the landscape of sports in mid-America. He not only brought professional football to the Midwest, but he also shared a vision of showcasing Kansas City's remarkable hometown spirit.
When Lamar first came to Kansas City and met with H.R.O. Bartle and some of the civic people here in Kansas City, he always believed that there had to be another concept other than just this game taking place on the field. You've got to entertain the fans in the stands. And I believe that's where game production in the NFL really, truly began.
We did a lot of things in an entertainment way, and Lamar loved that. And he was very, very creative in so many ways as to, you know, things we can do to make it fun.
Bear in mind, the stadiums were not being sold out here in Kansas City early on when we came here. So he was doing things that he thought would help to be an attraction. Tony DiPardo and his band, you had cheerleaders.
Well, I've never known much about, you know, show business. I was just a regular player out there, and I like to bang on people. But, you know, as far as the drum that they would beat on out there, it made a lot of noise. I think it made a lot of the excitement. And then we had Santa Rude's Roost out there, and people would talk about it.
As a young Chiefs team was orchestrating its local pageantry, one crucial element was missing. So Lamar decided to have an audition.
Well, they decided that they needed a mascot. They wanted a horse and an Indian. So at Benjamin Stables, they had a tryout. And there was probably 30, 35 guys showed up. But most of them didn't know you had to ride the horse bareback. And so when I got on, I just went down to the end of the trail, came back up with my hands up in the air. And it looked like I was signaling a touchdown, so that's how I ended up with the job.
Bob Johnson's role was when we scored, he jumped on the back of war paint and rode around Municipal. He would take off and go so fast. I mean, heaven forbid anybody was in the way, because it was like, if we scored, clear the way, here comes Bob in war paint.
Well, I always wanted to see war paint out there moving around, going around the field, because that meant we did something good, like score some points, particularly a touchdown. And war paint didn't just walk around. No, 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 not with Bob Johnson aboard war paint. It's going full bore. He was a wild man.
Literally. He's bareback, so his knees are just, you know, pressing in on the horse to hold him, and then up go his arms. With his war bonnet and his arms up, nothing to hold on to, no stirrups. You couldn't wait to score, because here comes Bob and here comes war paint.
Well, as a child, naturally, war paint was one of my favorite parts of the game day experience. I think every little boy, you know, loves cowboys and Indians, and to have our own live chief riding a beautiful paint horse around the stadium was just incredible. I know probably the first time I saw them, you know, I was completely wide-eyed. And from that moment on, every time I came to Municipal and later Arrowhead Stadium, I was looking for war paint and Bob Johnson.
Well, Bob Johnson was a fixture for the early Chiefs teams. I truly believe that he brought many, many fans into that stadium just so they could see him fall off the horse once in a while.
I went in the snow, I went in the rain. I never had a coat on. I had a short sleeve shirt, a pair of pants, and moccasins.
You know, it was a spectacle when war paint was flying around the field, you know. And I guarantee you, the opposition, you know, they saw that too, and they're hoping that the horse didn't cut across the field where they were huddled up, because he'd run right over.
It was tough, especially going by the wolf pack where everybody stomped them wooden bleachers. That horse would get nervous. I was probably saying a lot of prayers not to fall off.
You know, he broke a few bones, you know, riding the horse by falling off of it, you know.
Yeah, I saw Bob slide off that horse a few times.
One time, we were playing the Dallas Cowboys in the new stadium, though, and it had rained. That rubber hitting that AstroTurf, it would just slip. The horse fell on me and broke the leg. I finished the game and then went and got my leg fixed. That horse never potted other than in the tunnel at the new stadium.
Of course he did. He's a horse. You know, you can't talk to him and say, hey, hold it.
Oh, yeah. We had a scooper.
I had a lot of jobs, but that was not one of them, thank goodness.
I don't remember any of the guys from either team falling into a deposit that the horse made on the field, but I'm sure that there were some out there.
He was right back there, like where the brass section was, our trumpets and trombones. They were gone.
I told him to put some diapers on that bad boy.
No, I mean, a horse is a horse, of course, of course.
War paint found his resting place near the brass section of the Tony DiPardo Zing Band, and that meant Mr. Music himself would need something in return to lift his spirits.
I was getting ready to go, and he said, hey, Bob, would you take me around this one time? Just one time.
He jumps on the back of this, holds on to Bob. Bob has nothing to hold on to. You're galloping, you've got a horn, trying to blow a charge.
I could hear him saying, Bob, go slower, Bob. And his eyes are that big around.
And there's Bob, and there's Daddy, and it's just an incredible picture. It was a symbolic time, because Lamar Hunt made it a point that you felt like you were family.
We were local guys. We were from Kansas City. I took pride in what I did all those years. People loved it. That's what we did.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. When Lamar Hunt moved his team to Kansas City in 1963, he needed to establish strong fan support and enthusiasm in this Midwest community. No mascot was better suited for the job than Bob Warpaint Johnson. For almost two decades, Warpaint was beloved by players, coaches, and the entire Chiefs Kingdom. Now, 50 years later, Bob Johnson is still remembered in some of the most iconic images in Chiefs history.
I never knew there was this much stuff in here. These books represent a lot of good memories from a long time ago. In the Midwest, war paint was popular as Roy Rogers' Trigger was. We were everywhere with war paint. Everyone wanted to see him, everyone wanted to pet him, and any parade we went, everyone was yelling and clapping along the sidelines just for the horse. It wasn't for the rider, just for the horse. Your arms got tired, we put so many kids on that horse. And I have to this day, a lot of people will come up and be grown-ups and say, I remember when you put me on that horse. And, you know, I can really enjoy that when they say it.
He was everywhere with that horse. What a great ambassador he was. At that time, people really didn't know who the Chiefs were. You know, we were the new guys that had just come into town. But I don't think there was anybody that was more visible in our community than Bob Johnson was, you know, with war paint.
No generation could resist the lure of Kansas City's beloved horse and its fearless rider. This groundbreaking mascot reached into the hearts of those who crossed its path, creating lasting memories any family could cherish.
My parents decided it'd be a great idea for me to do a Christmas card picture on top of war paint when I was 2 years old. And apparently I was terrified because I didn't want to get up on it. Well, she went ahead and put me up there and held me from behind while they took the picture. And I don't know how they got me to smile, but it's a pretty cute Christmas card photo.
The thing that I remember about Bob Johnson, that I guess he had a sick sense of humor, very sick sense of humor.
We were at the Kansas City Rodeo.
I had my children with me, and so Bob Johnson says, why don't you ride war paint?
And we wanted him as grand entry marshal.
I said, I don't know how to ride a horse. He said, ride a horse? This is war paint. He's been to 75 of these things.
Just kept telling him, a horse isn't going to hurt you. It's going to be okay.
And, of course, I didn't want to do it. My kids were young. I said, yeah, Dad's going to do that. Go ahead, ride war paint. I said, well, okay. So I get up there, and there are no reins. You know, just a mane that you grab a hold on.
I don't remember what spooked him, but we had a heck of a time there with that.
I'm on war paint, and we're starting to go, and all of a sudden the music starts. When the music started, the ears of that horse perked up, and all of a sudden he wants to go.
I think the horse went to bucking. He didn't like it.
I grab a hold of his mane. I'm saying, whoa, 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 like, you know, you see in the movies, and I'm fearing for my life.
He was riding around there, and hey, he had some problems, but anyway.
That was the last time I was on a horse.
He did his best.
Although Bob Johnson may never have worn a Chiefs uniform, it was clear to any player in the locker room that he was a part of the team that pioneered the rise of the American Football League. And no game may have shown their commitment to each other more than in 1967 at the infamous exhibition game against the mighty NFL.
Chicago Bears.
This was a game, first NFL team that we played after losing Super Bowl I to the Green Bay Packers. And it was still gnawing at us that happened.
They were in the NFL, we were the AFL. And every AFL-NFL exhibition game at that time was just like another Super Bowl.
We were really thumping them down there.
It was one of those games where, you know, every time Lenny went back to throw a pass, I think it was a touchdown.
I remember, I think it was Fred Arbanis was on the sideline. He said, let's put 100 points on the board against these people.
They couldn't stop us. We had about 66 points on them.
Butkus was puking at that time, and we're down there and just scored another touchdown, I believe. And
Dick Butkus told me, said, the next time you go around there, I'm tackling you and that horse.
Next thing you know, he said, Bob, we scored again. He said, you got to be kidding me.
So here comes that horse. Everybody get out of the way. Here it comes.
Well, just for him to ride the horse like he did, man, that horse had to have been in great shape because we were the high-scoring team. I thought he was changing horses in between his touchdown.
And I think Bob Johnson fell off that horse 3 times that day.
I wanted to do it. I liked football. And I said, this is for me.
We'll be right back. Since 1963, war paint has been synonymous with the Chiefs' kingdom. The magnificence of this paint horse redefined sports entertainment, and his presence in the community fostered memories never to be forgotten. With a character so iconic and so revered, some traditions are meant to last.
My name is Susie, and I have a really cool job. My job is to ride war paint.
In 2009, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the franchise, the Kansas City Chiefs reinstated war paint at the forefront of game presentation. In harmony with the vision passed down by Lamar Hunt, game day production has been paramount at the new Arrowhead Stadium. The look might be newer, louder, brighter, faster, but the soul hasn't changed. And it began here, half a century ago.
I believe a lot of the NFL game production began here in Kansas City, in that relationship between Lamar wanting entertainment and Daddy, and then they brought in the mascots, they brought in war paint. They became this community. This is their home. This is where we live. This is who we are. And it's Kansas City, but it's Kansas City Chiefs. That's family.
Chiefs Kingdom goes inside the lives of the most remarkable fans in the NFL. Email your stories to 65TPT@kcchiefs.org. And you might be featured on the next Chiefs Kingdom. Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. The Chiefs Kingdom is a symphony of moments, images, connections, and each snapshot tells a story of her adventure. In the world of sports entertainment, most fans would say Bob Johnson changed the game with war paint. But few realize the true extent of how war paint changed the name of Bob Johnson.
I was running for the legislature, and there was two other Johnsons in there. And one of them was Bob Johnson. And so I thought, man, this isn't going to work out. And so I went to the Independence Courthouse. I changed my middle name to War Paint.
Well, he did. He did run as War Paint. And I think when he was campaigning, that he brought the horse around to grocery stores, shopping centers, and I think that gave him a lot of the exposure. It's something that, you know, no other candidate was ever able to do around this area.
Everybody says that I should write a book. And the horse won. I didn't win it. The horse won because he was really popular.
On the next Chiefs Kingdom.
Joe Delaney would have been the sort of running back we remember forever.
He had a gift. His speed, his ability, his power, his talent.
There was an intensity about how he played.
Touchdown! An 82-yard run by Joe Delaney!
It's just such an empty space he leaves.
Toss power trap.